What's going on, family? I appreciate y'all again for tuning in to Thought Provoked. And again, I got a little bit on my mind. Ultimately, in this podcast, I'm just trying to share what works. I'm trying to share perspectives that I've come to that help me gain peace with myself. Things that I reflect about that sometimes I forget about because I'm moving so fast in life. And I just want to see what people think about it, because I feel like a lot of us just do what we want because we ain't sure how people really feel about doing the right thing. Because it's a sacrifice that you got to make, because, you know, just like lying, it's not cool, but sometimes you just see an angle in it where it just works sometimes. People, they play you because they see an angle and it just works sometimes. And they cross you because they see an angle and it just works sometimes. And we only usually choose to do that, because I'm not going to say only, but we usually choose to do that when our back against the wall or we don't got what we need. And I feel like there's a sign in that. We either not asking for enough help or we not doing enough. And ultimately, I feel like in this life, we trying to figure out better ways to connect with people who not going to play us. And we trying to be more sure about that, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like ultimately, we can't really be sure until we see, because people can fake it until they make it. And I think that it gets a little more difficult. But I think that capitalism, ultimately, and I ain't political at all, but I feel like ultimately it's what's been skewing our understanding. And I feel like, you know, we understand this. The fact that we out here working and spending most of our time, quality time, trying to make some money. And the money that we trying to make is being made doing something for somebody else, pursuing somebody else's vision and bringing to fruition their life's work. But at some time, we got to understand that it's a whole lot of moving parts in this whole situation. What we recognize that family is what we got away from. And we realize that accountability is something that we got away from. Where we ain't hitting all areas. You know what I'm saying? We hitting areas of loving each other, we hit areas of visiting each other, but we don't always hit the areas of collective financing, collective conversation and building, collective parenting, collective, just collective shit on a village mentality type level, where everybody do their part so that nobody can corrupt your child and offer knowledge in the name of hate, you know what I'm saying? Or in the name of somebody else's individual goal. I feel like now, too many things out of our control, where people are able to take advantage of us because we're not holding each other accountable. And we don't have to hold each other accountable in a way, because we all recognize that it's hard out here. We be going through the same shit, and we got to make this money. Like I said, we spending our quality time. And my homie Alex told me that I be trying to control people when I continue to suggest things to them, and I get irritated when, after a while, you know, people don't listen to me. I need to be okay with the fact that people just want to do what they want to do. Even if they didn't make that clear to me, actions do speak louder than words. You got to just get the picture sometime. And not hate them for it, but recognize this is just them. And it's okay, maybe they didn't know how to put into words what they wanted to say. But we got to get this money. And so we go through these things where, like I said, we kind of give people a pass for not being real family and holding each other accountable, because it's kind of hard to have you take care of my child when you got to go to work all, you know, 7 days of the week, or maybe five, however much you go, and you stressed out, and the time that you get off is the time that you really just want to chill, because you've been spending all your time working for somebody else. So it's understandable. But it's just things that's rooted in just a lifestyle where you never have to even continue to work for these people if we all make the sacrifices together as a family. Now, I'm not trying to convince anybody to... Not trying to convince nobody to do what I want to do, because I do want to get y'all opinion. But I'm not trying to control anybody. I just want to see what people really feel about it. And this guy that I listen to named Jay Morrison, which some people might know about him, a lot of people do. He's his real estate agent. And what he does is he promotes, you know, family or just collective credit building, where you basically get a group of people together and y'all leverage y'all credit to make big moves within a real estate or financial industry. Y'all learn things together and use the money that y'all are able to leverage now, because y'all got loans, as a means to build the family together. Give y'all that time off to breathe, build, and grow. And he also has this system where you are repairing, regenerating, and reusing your credit again, where basically the whole family gets behind that. And I just love the whole concept, because I've been doing this family savings with my family now going on 3 years now. It's been 2.5. We started in April. And I April of 2017. Yeah, April 2017. And so it is about, it is 3 years, on God. So we've been collectively building our money. It's been six of us, and we are about at 3,300. And basically, what I want to be able to do is ultimately do what he's doing. And this is what I want to do to get my family out of this constant rat race, which we understand we tired of living in. But I want us to be able to take some time out, because we got a family business. I work on cars. My sister has her own houses. Both of my sisters got their own houses. And we all got our own respective talents and things that we can do in order to contribute to the family. And so now what I really want to do is make a move where we can start that foundation and leverage our credit together and help each other work on each other's credit, pay off things that each other got on our credit, and ultimately be able to bring these type of circles to friends, family, extended family, so people I know at least and love, I'll be able to build in that same type of fashion. It ain't even gotta be reaching out and getting loans. It could just be, hey, you know, let's go ahead and help so-and-so out. They gonna be doing the bulk of the work, but we gonna see if we can help get this off their credit and get that off their credit. And then we can all make a power move as a family. I ain't trying to ramble, but through what I was saying, getting back to the family so that we can actually have this time to really grow and really have a time to see the whole picture. I feel like when people talk about things like homeschooling, it's like, damn, I can't really do that shit because I gotta go to work, understandably. I can't really do this because, you know, I don't really know this stuff as much because I've been out of school for so long, understandably. But over time, I know this shit is really gonna make sense, because we starting to really realize that the government ain't got our best interests at heart. It's always been about money. Yeah, people gotta fall for it. Not saying that they was, like, they always was out here trying to trick us, but when things get hard, they sacrifice us first. And since things been going so crazy, they've been making shit go crazy. And they ain't wanting us to really look at them like we have been. And I feel like we got to recognize where we got to step in and really be humans who understand how to handle our survival. And this is not me trying to control nobody, like I said. I just want to know how people feel about it. How y'all feel like y'all can really help ease the stress of y'all family, connect with each other, and relieve some of these financial weights that we got on each other so that we can actually go out here and do things like we said we want to do. Like, go out and, you know what I'm saying? I've been wanting to work out with my family and just get some time out with my family, go out of town with my family, but we just can't never link up because everybody got expenses, things that they worried about, but we never connected. And so with my family savings, our family savings, I'm looking to make a real big move pretty soon with us. And I'll be updating y'all on that soon. But I appreciate y'all listening. If y'all got any type of feedback on how we can get back to the family or just implement this type of village mentality into our circles, I just want to, you know what I'm saying, take that time to talk to y'all, you know what I'm saying, build up with y'all. Y'all can hit me up at Kenneth Wilson. It's my Facebook page. I got my feedback page for Thought Provoked on there, or KJW95_, so that y'all can hit me up on Instagram if y'all do, 314-255-6458, if you want to contact me. I just really want to be able to start from somewhere and just keep building and growing as I continue to build with y'all. Y'all be safe out here. I love y'all.